producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here and we're broadcasting 2 hours from Missouri. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, I've got the call screen in front of me, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis. And with us today is Joey from Michigan. Hey, welcome, Joey.
Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
I know.
You know what you sound like? You know what? I know. Ricky says that, too. Ricky says that, too. By the way, I saw Rick Miller and Matt Stein over the weekend. It was a great adventure. Just one small problem with the whole thing. We were looking all over for Joey in Kansas City. And you had axle problems, right? Couldn't make it?
What a nightmare. Can you imagine having a problem getting a part? It takes 8 to 10 days while we still have an economy? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and on top of it, even if you wanted to save money, I mean, and had this happened on the road, it could have been a $4,000 or $5,000 mishap.
I was talking with Miles yesterday, and we were talking about the supply chain, and we were talking about how it's really, really messed up now. And he needed a muffler for his Mercedes. Now, his Mercedes is not an oddball Mercedes. It's one that, you know, has a standard muffler. And it took him between 6 and 8 weeks to get this muffler.
It's like a 208 car on top of it.
Hey, what was that?
I thought it was like a 208 car, that new of a car.
Yeah. it's he has a Mercedes E-Class, which is, you know, midsize. And he has a V6 in it, like I think a 3.2 liter V6, something like that. And, you know, it's the same engine. It goes in an ML320 Mercedes. Not that it's not odd. I mean, it's a nice car, no question about it. It's I have a 2000 model of a very similar Mercedes that I bought for very little money. I mean, a couple thousand dollars. And it's not that they're very expensive. It's just a great car. But it gets great mileage and that kind of thing. But parts, man. And it's not just Mercedes. It's parts for lots of different cars. I'm still waiting for the brake light switch for our ML320. I got one. First one wore out. Got another brake light switch. That's the switch that turns on the brake lights when you step on the brake pedal. I should have it, you know, in a couple more days. Looks like it's going to take about a week to get it. And the problem is the new ones that are aftermarket, they build with smaller contacts. The switches overheat, and they melt the plastic, and the switches fail. So you have to get another one. I mean, why can't we just make it right the first time? No, we can't seem to do that because The Chinese understand how to make things thinner, lighter, use less plastic, and, well, you know, we'll just replace them more often. And I object to that. Because what if a person were not handy, Joey, and didn't know how to find the problem? First of all, that it was a brake light switch that might cost $15 if you get one at a reasonable price, or $35 if you get one at the local chain auto store. And then you have to pay somebody to put it in. What would that cost? Oh, they probably say, gee, that's a big job. You got to get under there and get on the floor. And boy, it might take 5 minutes, but we bill 1 hour minimum, so it'd be $100. Right? Having things fixed today is just a nuisance. And then finding someone who can actually fix it right the first time, that's a challenge. What do you think?
I think everything you just said happened to me two or three different times. I ever share the story when the front wheel bearing went out in my truck, and the guy puts the wheel bearing on, and the kid putting it on, he's kind of new. He puts it on, a new rotor, new caliper, new wheel bearing, because everything got ruined. And, of course, new brake pads. And, you know, normally when you buy brake pads, there's two in a box, one for each side. So he puts the brakes on, he puts the whole one side on. Who would imagine why you had the tire off the other side, you wouldn't have changed the pads? I didn't pay attention. Why? Because I'm not a trained professional. A week later, the other brake pad falls out, locks up, wrecks the rotor, wrecks the caliper. I get a $75 tow bill. Now I have to leave my truck for 3 days. That was my learning curve. After that, you ask many, many questions. You stand there, you watch. If they won't let you stand there, you say, well, then I can't come here. That way, you're watching. Granted, that was a young guy. He was 20, 22 years old. He probably will never make that mistake. But again, he made that mistake on my dime. That cost me the money. You know, it makes you just not want to go anywhere and spend money anywhere.
I'm getting to the point where I don't want to go anywhere, period. Well, I'm serious because Mike Parsons and I were in the truck, and we decided to get a sandwich in Kansas City, sub sandwich, and we went to the Chinese factory outlet where you can buy, if you want to eat on the cheap, I'm not saying this is good food, but if you want to eat on the cheap, you can go to the Chinese factory outlet, and they have a refrigerated case in the deli section. They have these pre-manufactured submarine sandwiches. So we got a chicken, turkey, kind of a sub, lettuce and that kind of thing. And so we split it, and we're in the car eating it. And next to us, there was a truck and a young husband, young wife, and they were really busy looking down at their phones, sitting side by side. They reach on their phones, doing something. And a while later, then they leave. And what we're seeing is more and more people are distracted. They're looking down. They're not looking through the windshield. They're looking down and glancing up once in a while to see what's ahead of them as they're traveling. I don't like it. I just don't like being surrounded by people who are distracted. And, Joey, let me just bring this point to the classroom. So in the seminar in Kansas City, I asked everyone in the class, I said, how many of you have cell phones? And then everybody, it seemed like everybody had raised, I said, come on, put your hands up, I just want to see. I just want to see. And it looked like all the hands went up. And I said, well, so who doesn't have a cell phone? And one guy's hand went up, because I thought there might be just one. And I said, okay, so there's two of us who don't have cell phones, that man and me. Then we talked about the cancer. We talked about Johnny Cochran. We talked about Ted Kennedy having brain cancer. We talked about women with breast cancer and putting their cell phones, you know, in their left, in their bra on the left side. And then we talked about, you know, all these cancers. And we talked about the microwave radiation, how it's the same thing as the microwave oven. And we talked about how, you know, your cell phone is like a microwave oven, but on low rather than on high power. And I said, okay, now if you believe that, or just part of it, how many of you would dump your cell phone? Let me ask that a different way. How many of you would dump your cell phone? Let me ask that a different way. Nobody. Nobody. So we are, I guess that's consumerism. We are addicted to buying things that, do we really need them? One guy said he had to have it for his job. Okay, well, it was Sunday. And it looks like employers now are requiring you to have your cell phones and be within grabbing distance by the cell phone 24 hours a day. Why are we putting up with that? Why are we doing that? Why are we willing to go into a restaurant where the electromagnetic radiation is so strong because everyone has a cell phone? I mean, a small room with 40, 50, 100 cell phones? It's insanity. But Joey, I don't think it's going to stop. I don't think people are in tune enough to understand. Even though, yeah, I heard that cell phones can cause cancer. Yeah, but it won't cause me to have cancer. Even though every single family I know, there's no family that is out there that doesn't have cancer. Even though all this is happening.
Cancer, heart, or sugar diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will question those antennas that are popping up like leprosy all over the countryside, all over, and the amount of dead trees. And the thing you'll notice the most, see an antenna, you see dead trees. You see dead trees, you see an antenna. Everybody should pay attention to that. Become alert. Pay attention. Go ahead.
Joey, I was traveling with Mike Parsons, and we were talking with this man, and he has some health problems. And I asked the man if, the guy's about my age. I said, do you think there's a relationship between that cell tower right across the road from you and when you got sick, you know, had all these heart problems? And he didn't seem to think so. But then he said he wanted to get in on that. He wanted to get in on that and get that cell tower on his property.
Oh, that's good.
And so I asked him about it. I said, how's it work? He said, well, you get $500 per month for 5 years. And then you get like a cost of living increase. And then when the tower is obsolete, you have to take it down. Now, how much would that cost to take down a 300-foot tower? Or a 200-foot tower? What would that cost? Wow. $20,000? $10,000? $5,000? I don't know. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
From Michigan's broadcasting with us today, USAPreparedness.com instructor. Joey knows a lot of things about a lot of things. And he pays attention to what's happening, and that's what we're talking about today. Joey, last night, off air, you and I were talking about what we see in parking lots. Why don't you share that with our class, please?
The fluids under the car, the giant oil stains under the car. And what would that mean? That would mean people don't have the money to maintain the car. People don't have the money to upgrade the car. And more people are going to more and more dollar stores. And it's funny, when the show started, listening to that little bit of news, old Benny Boy Vernacki, he says, we are winning the race with economic outcome in this country versus Europe. Wow, that's great that we're winning, because what's Europe look like? A wasteland. I mean, this is a wasteland. You were sharing yesterday, traveling back from the expo, all the empty buildings. Everywhere you go, there's empty buildings. There's only a good... What would you use empty buildings for? What do we say you could use an empty building for? It'd be a great warehouse for what kind of stuff?
People.
Who would want to warehouse,
people?
Benny? Who would want to warehouse people? Would that be back to that word, distraction? You know, distraction is the key to the whole show. As long as you keep people distracted, they don't think. Because they're thinking about the new phone, the new computer, the new car. Hey, what's that place? Burger King came out with a new burger. What's that other cesspool? Mickey D's. They came out with a new, improved burger. Wow, how do you improve garbage? I mean, realistically, new and improved, what does that mean? You know, it's just, I'm tired of being distracted. I'm not simple. I have a little bit of sense left. I understand. I mean, everything these hypocrites running the show keep telling us, oh, it's wonderful, oh, it's marvelous, oh, my, oh, lions and tigers and bears, oh, my. Come on. When do we wake up from this bad dream? I mean, how many people do you know that use a microwave? I've got a cousin. I think the world of him. It's an older person. He cooks everything in a microwave. I present him every scenario I can find. He tells me I'm nuts. I says, I understand. Would you like my old microwave? Because, you know, the only thing a microwave is good for that I found? You put your driver's license in there, but you have to be careful not to overcook it because it'll burn a hole in it. It's the only thing a microwave is good for.
Joey, I can't disagree with you. I really can't. The police are using them to blast us. They're using them. The cell towers are killing us. And this man that I met was really kind of bummed out that he wasn't able to get that tower on his property. And it's that old story that we will trade our health for money. We will trade our health for money. And then when we get sick, we go, let's try to buy that health back with the money that we got from trading our health. You know, we overlook how important good health is until we don't have it. And then it's, uh-oh. And then, but some people, when they get, like, cancer, they'll just give up. You know, they'll say, I was talking to a guy over the weekend who had cancer, and I said, you know, there's some things that you can do. And he goes, I trust my doctor. And he's, like, mad at me. So I guess you do. That's, you know, good. I'm glad you trust him. But, you know, he's going to die in 6 months, but he trusts his doctor. If I knew that, I'd be.
Remember that phrase, when you're in the argument with a dummy, who's the dummy?
That's a really good point.
You
That's
know,
a really
you
good
can.
Point. Well, yeah, that argument only, it actually wasn't an argument, but it lasted a very short time because I realized that I'm just wasting my breath and my time, and I'm annoying him. So, you know, within 10 seconds, I said, no, I understand. I gave up. Now and that's one of the problems, because there's so many people who just are not paying attention, and it gets back to sports. It gets back to guys running around chasing a ball with short pants on and paying $35 a ticket and $6 a drink and $5 for a tube steak. That'd be a hot dog. For six. We've lost our minds. We have lost our minds. We'll be right back.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Joey, I was chatting with one of our instructors, and we were talking about, how's this happen, you know? And it seems like the way it happens is if you're in a neighborhood and or you go to work and you talk with one of your work peers. Said she's game last night. No, I didn't see it. Did you hear about Joey joined the golf course? No, I didn't know. So you can't not know these things. So I better watch the game so I can, you know, keep up with, you know, my peers, and I guess I better join the golf course, and I guess I better watch guys running around, you know, the ball field with short pants and pay attention to those numbers on their back and that kind of thing, so I can, you know, kind of fit in. I think that's how it happens. I think it's just, it's like going with the herd. And going with the herd isn't working. Because going with the herd means more debt, more stress, more cancer. And if you look at going with the herd, how's that working for families? How well are our families holding together? I don't think they are. I think our families are falling apart. Our nation is crumbling one family at a time. Our children are rebelling. Our children aren't paying attention because they're glued to electronic gadgets. They carry around with them. They play games on them. And it gets them nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
Well, let's think about what Miles was saying about building a community.
Yeah.
And the most important part of the community building in Europe for him were the old people that went through the hardships after the war. They know what it was to starve. They know what it was to not have an economy. They know what it was to survive. And it's interesting because you brought up the sports. And a couple weeks ago, hiding down the highway, I see a field, a soccer field with all these. It was a Saturday. And there's families were out there. There must have been 200 cars. There must have been 400 or 500 people. There were probably 10 or 15 little soccer games going on. They're each their own little enclave. And I had commented to some friends of mine. I stopped at a restaurant they owned, and I said, can you imagine people blowing off a Saturday for a soccer game for all these little kids? And I said, not to mention the all week. Oh, I got to take little Johnny or little Susie to the soccer game because they got to learn how to play soccer because they're all going to be Pele superstars. And this older woman was sitting there, and she's a German woman. She was 7 years old when the Russians were coming back through Germany, creating havoc for those people. She shared all kinds of misery prior conversations. And then she came unglued, and she told me how ignorant I was, how simple I was, because I laughed and chuckled at all these simple people devoting a Saturday playing soccer, and she shared to me how those were her grandchildren I was talking about. I said, look, I don't know you got grandkids. All I know is you of all people came from a hardship. You came from a troubled time. You know what it was to go without food. Wouldn't you find it more appealing to teach your children how to plant a garden, how to think outside of the box, maybe even how to rake a yard, possibly rake the neighbor's yard to learn how to create an income. Instead, all these people are interested in it. And I guess you're back to that story, Vinny, where you say, well, we got to talk at work at the water cooler. Hey, did you see my boy? Yeah, he kicked the ball. Oh, good. Think about how football is being phased out and soccer is being phased in. You know, because now that we're going to become a metropolitan globe, we don't need football anymore. We'll just play soccer. You know, it's back to that word we started out with, distraction. Create the distraction. You can fermentate the illusion. What is the illusion? Volkswagen? Volkswagen companies are criminal because they altered some data. The government's altering data every single minute of every day. Think about Volkswagen, think about Mercedes, think about diesel vehicles. All over Europe, 80% of the vehicles or more are diesel. And a diesel vehicle is getting enormous, incredible fuel mileage compared to the gasoline. You know, you've had older Mercedes. I have old Mercedes, 1981s, 82s. Those cars, 80 miles an hour, will still get 29 to 30 miles to the gallon.
That's exactly right.
And it doesn't say Prius on it. It doesn't require a religious experience to have the car fixed. You know, it's a basic, simple diesel motor, non-electronic. You know, just like you were sharing, your son went to that expo and they want to now recycle. That's the phrase, recycle, not destroy. Tractors, let's recycle them because they're bad for the environment. Let's get computer, let's get modernization, let's get all this new modern stuff that, again, you need like a heart surgeon to repair the tractor. You know, I have a Skidster with that computer plug on it, worst vehicle I've ever owned. Least amount of hours, newest machine I ever bought. It's constantly in a state of repair because it's an electronic, it gets damp, it doesn't run. You know, that was always the problem. What was that, Sobs? No, Jaguars. Jaguars had the worst electrical of all the cars, constantly being fixed. Can you talk about a Land Rover Discovery? A diesel Discovery gets 28 to 31 miles to the gallon. The gasoline ones here get somewhere between 15 and 17. But we're all about fuel economy. We're all about saving. You know, I remember a few years ago, not a few years ago, for probably the last 7 or 8 years, every year when Volkswagen, BMW, or Mercedes was coming out with a new premier diesel vehicle, the EPA changed by just in milliparts. You'd read that in a Wall Street Journal. You'd read it in different papers. Again, was it a lie? At this point, it's all a lie. Why would you not want to have a diesel vehicle? You know, they're advertising certain diesels, Mercedes, I don't know about Volkswagen, are cleaner than the current gas cars. But Europe is diesel, we're gasoline. If we were to have an economic hardship, any kind of disaster in this country, what would you think the vehicle or the fuel of choice is going to be in this country? Would you think it would be diesel? Or would you think it would be gasoline? Because I'm pretty sure 100% of all military vehicles are diesel. And I'm pretty sure they don't have anything that runs on gasoline. You have to think about that. Let's think outside of the box. Let's pretend we're not going for a Happy Meal. Let's pretend we're not going to see Johnny and Susie go play soccer, football, basketball, any of the above. Let's pretend we're adults. Let's pretend we're real people. And let's pretend we're going to see outside of the box today. This is going to be our assignment. The rest of the week, every time you look at something, stop, blink your eyes, and pretend you're stepping outside of a four-sided fictitious box. And then look in all four directions and see the scenery change. Be fascinated. You're thinking something you haven't thought in a long time. Let's pretend we don't watch as much television. And let's not pretend not to watch any Dancing with the Stars, all this ignorance. Let's not watch any of that. Let's see what happens. Even the news is repetitive, fictitious, ignorant, simple, back and forth, back and forth. How many times can you hear the same people argue about it? You've got one guy that wants to share all your money, wants to take all the money and give it to those that don't have. I think that word was called socialism by Bernard. And then we have Hillary the Hole. She's a special person, all in her own right. Just I'm not quite sure how special she is. And then you have the seven dwarfs all running on the other team. Is there anybody out there, if there's just one person out there that thinks outside of the box? How do you answer that question? I mean, I just said a mouthful, and it'll take the rest of the show to start digesting.
You know, here's how I sort of answer that. I was talking with a guy over the weekend. I met this guy at an event. And he told me he was a certified financial planner. And I was thinking about all these people. He was telling me how many thousands of them there are in his company. Thousands of these guys. And I said, so, certified financial planner. I said, so let me ask you this. So you buy securities and what's the plan? He said, diversification. So, okay. I think I understand what that means. So you buy some securities and let's say we have three different securities. One of them does really, really well. One of them is kind of in the middle and one of them is a dog. It's, you know, actually losing us money. So this diversification is kind of going to put us in the middle and we're going to be average, right? He said, that's the point. Got to be, you know, that's what we want to do. And I said, okay, so the plan is to be average.
I know that don't work for you. That don't work for me. You don't even have to try. You don't even have to wake up to be average.
Mike Parsons is watching me do this Columbo with this guy, right? I'm Columbo, and I'm really confused, and I'm trying to understand how it's good to be average, okay? No matter what I've done, I've tried to do better than average at everything, whether it's hammering a nail, sawing a board, moving a bale of hay, it doesn't matter. I don't want to keep up with the average. I want to do a better job. And that's who we are here at USA Prepares. Each one of us, every one of our class, every one of our instructors, nobody wants to be average. We all want to be the best we can be. Well, Mike Parsons was standing next to me. It's like, easy, Vinny, easy. don't beat this guy up. You know, by being Columbo. Don't. So we walked away. So Mike Parsons kind of rescued me, and actually rescued this guy from having me explain that being average is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Joey and I will be right back. Joey, let's talk about propane when we come back. I've got some thoughts on it, and we can share your thoughts. And so what about propane as a fuel? Yeah. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Joey's with us, and if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen. Joey, we're going to talk about propane for just a minute. But so I went to Craigslist, and I looked up propane, okay, propane tank. And here's a guy who has a garage sale. And what's in the garage sale? Boxes of books. A sewing machine. A vacuum. A chainsaw. Tools to repair cars. Let's see what else. Fire extinguishers. Just to name a few things, okay? Dishes. Corel dishes. So, you know, they could be used for centuries, maybe. What I'm saying is people are selling pocket knives. People are selling things that I would never sell. I would never sell a pocket knife. I would never sell a chainsaw. Tents. This guy's got large tents, medium tents, small tents. He's selling these things, and I would think that these are preparedness and survival items. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get why people sell things.
You'd have
I really
to
don't.
Ask the question, Vince. Does he need the money more than he needed the security? Did you ever wonder if he didn't buy that stuff for a bad day? And now that illustrious economy that's growing out of control that all these subhumans are promoting, did you ever wonder that his economy isn't so growing? And, you know, just as when he bought it, he's hoping somebody else will buy it so he can tip for the next day, pay the next bill, because that's just kind of like what happened in Russia when you think about it, mm-hmm. when they were starving the people. We just haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah. Well, Joey, I'm looking at a Singer sewing machine with a cabinet, four drawers, a, you know, basic heavy-duty, you know, for, well, a home model, but it looks like a really good, basic zigzag sewing machine. And I'm thinking that the price is going to be $50. The price of 10 McDonald's hamburgers, right? You know, with a beverage.
Yeah, that's not even a sloppy meal. That's just a burger and a drink.
Yeah.
They're
$8.
Yep.
10 of those would buy this sewing machine. And the way you and I think, we would look at this and we'd say, you know what, going forward, if we have thread and needles, we can repair blue jeans, we can repair jackets, we can repair, you could repair a $200 jacket with a $50 sewing machine.
The problem is, if you need to put a new zipper in, the zipper is going to cost more than a jacket.
Mm-hmm. So you don't throw out the zippers. We reuse everything. We have these totes where we have blue jeans that are worn out. We will reuse the cloth until the cloth is gone. We'll keep the zippers. I'll make covers for the barrels of guns, so when a gun is standing upright, you know, a rifle, the barrel is protected with blue jean cloth that I've sewn myself, you know, to make a sleeve. So I don't throw out blue jeans. I try to reuse them. You know, if they've got so many holes in them, I try to find enough material to sew up a sleeve to protect the barrels so that dust doesn't go down them. I mean,
gee, Vince, why would you save those when you could just buy a box of rags for $7? That's the big bunch.
Joey, you know what's really interesting? You and Mike Parsons and I think alike, and a lot of our instructors think this way. But we try to repurpose just about everything. You know, I have to think 3, 4, 5 times before I throw something away, and that includes a tin can. Literally. We come back. Well, sure, I can crush the end of that can and use that as a pouring device to pour motor oil or fluid into, you know, a piece of machinery. Let's talk about propane when we come back. Joey's with us. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.